الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم respected علماء الكرام elders beloved brothers in Islam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with giving us this opportunity once again to experience Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, this Mubarak and this blessed month of Ramadan. Already a few days have passed. Generally, we would have sensed the difference. We would have sensed the hype. We would have sensed a certain level of excitement that existed in the atmosphere. This constitutes a great opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting each and every one of us. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. If we just reflect in the period prior to Ramadan, what was our expectation? What was our preparation? There would have been those amongst us on the Easter weekend that ensured that we went for a holiday. There would have been those amongst us that there would have been a level of trepidation. Unfortunately, guna, ma'asiyat, sins have become habitual. They have become part of our nature. So when Ramadan is coming, Allah forgive us, there is that small percentage amongst us that experiences a certain level of dread. That in Ramadan we have to leave out those sins that we have become habitual with. This is our reaction. What is the preparation and the intizam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts into place for Ramadan? When did Allah start the preparation for this Ramadan? One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah commands that Jannat should be decorated. Jannat should be decorated for the coming of Ramadan. When does this decoration start? Some of us, 1 or 2 weeks before Ramadan, we realize Ramadan is coming. There was a level of trepidation and caution. There would be those pious ones amongst us that would have anticipated and looked forward to Ramadan. Our preparation is 1 or 2 weeks. When does Allah start the preparation for Ramadan? Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah commanded that Jannat should be decorated when the Hilal of last year's Eid was sighted. From that time already, Jannat was decorated for this year's Ramadan. فَإِذَا كَانَتْ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ هَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ When Ramadan actually comes, then from underneath the arsh of Allah, a wind starts blowing. The name of this wind is Muthira. فَتَصْفِقُ وَرَقُ أَشْجَارِ الْجِنَانِ وَحِلَقُ الْمَصَارِيعِ فَتُسْمَعُ لَهُمْ تَنِينَ لَمْ يَسْمَعِ السَّامِعُونَ مِثْلَ As this wind starts blowing, what happens? The leaves of the trees of Jannat start clattering. Start moving in this breeze. The door handles of the palaces of Jannat start clattering. There is a fervor. There is a background music that is created. As a result of this, Jannat begins to realize that something has happened. So what does Jannat do? Jannat starts making dua. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha ash-shahr min ibadika sukkana. O Allah, let there be those amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who will spend this month of Ramadan in such a manner that you will make the decision that they are to become Jannatis. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, such a sound is created in Jannat that لَمْ يَسْمَعِ السَّامِعُونَ مِثْلَهُ. No one has ever heard such a melodious and such a beautiful sound. وَيَقُلْنَا الْحُورُ الْعِينَ. The maidens of Jannah, women whose beauty is such that the Quran does not get tired of describing them. وَحُورٌ عِينَ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان كأنهن بيض مكنون فيهن خيرات حسان حور مقصورات في الخيام لم يتمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان. Such descriptions Allah gives of these women. There's no time to go into detail. When they hear this melodious sound, they also start making dua. What dua? Allahumma ja'al lana في هذا الشهر من عبادك أزواجا. O Allah, let there be those men amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who will spend this month in such a manner that you will make the decision that they are to become our husbands in this month. Such intizam Allah puts into place for this month. If you look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want his ummah to miss even one second of this month. He did not want us to take for granted even one moment of this month. 2 months before Ramadan already, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna shahra Ramadan. O Allah, keep us alive for the month of Ramadan. And then when Ramadan comes, the famous riwayat of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, unfortunately, Jumu'ah, there are time constraints, so I'm not going to go into detail. Even if you don't understand Arabic, just to give us some idea, the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made istiqbal of this month, welcomed this month, made his ummah cognizant of the value of this month. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu's riwayat, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmin min sha'ban, faqala ya ayyuhan nas, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَصْلَةٍ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى 70 فَرِيضَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ وَثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةُ وَشَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَاةِ وَشَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِي رِزْقِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ. Hadith of Salman Farsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the onset of Ramadan, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ O my ummah, O humanity, a great month has come. A month of barakah, a month of blessing, a month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. A month you will do one nafil, Allah will reward you with fard. You will do one fard, Allah will reward you with 70 faraid. A month of sabr, in return for this Allah will give you jannat. A month of mutual sympathy. A month in which Allah will increase the risk and sustenance of a mu'min. The hadith continues. The hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ramadan came. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hada Ramadan. هذا رمضان قد جاء تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة تغلق فيه أبواب النار وتغل فيه الشياطين بعدا لمن أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له إذا لم يغفر له فمتى. The hadith of Ubad bin Samit رضي الله تعالى عنه. أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يغشاكم الله فيه فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء. ينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه فيباهي بكم ملائكة، فأروا الله تعالى من أنفسكم فيه خيرا، فإن الشقي من حرم فيه رحمة الله عز وجل. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Like I said, time constraints. But look at the excitement. Look at the anticipation. Look at the fervor. هذا رمضان. My Nabi says, this is Ramadan. Ramadan has come. The doors of Jannat are flung open. The doors of Jahannam are locked up. Shayateen are tied up. And then my Nabi cautions us, بُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانْ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. May he be distanced from Allah's mercy who finds even Ramadan and still fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah. إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. This is رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. A mercy unto humanity. He couldn't take the crying of a child in salah. He would shorten the salah out of rahmat and mercy for that mother. He couldn't bear to see the hand of a thief being cut off. Yet, he says, may he be distanced from the mercy of Allah who finds Ramadan and treats this month like any other month. Finds Ramadan and fails to gain Allah's forgiveness. إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. He says, if in Ramadan still you won't change, in Ramadan still you won't make tawbah, in Ramadan still you won't strive to go closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Ramadan still you won't knock the door of Allah's mercy, then when are you going to be forgiven? What are you waiting for? The riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Atakum Ramadan. Ramadan has come. Shahru Barakah. A month of Barakah. Allah's Barakat rains down upon you. Yunzilur Rahma. Allah's mercy rains down upon you. As a result of this, what happens? Yahuttul Khataya. Allah wipes away your sins. Allah wipes away your sins. Yastajibu fihi dua. Allah is waiting for your duas. Allah is waiting for you to turn to Him. Allah is waiting for you to beg from Him. Allah is waiting for you to ask from Him. And what does my Nabi say? Your du'as are accepted in this month. Your du'as are accepted in this month. So what must you do? يَنْذُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِي. Allah wants to see you competing with one another. Competing with one another in this month. 11 months of the year you had to do wepari. 11 months of the year you had to chase after the dunya. فَاتَّقُوا شَهْرَ رَمَضَانْ. Fear Ramadan. فَحْذَرُوا فَحْرَ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانْ. Fear this month if you are going to treat it like the other months. This is a month, like we say, لُوتْنَي كَ زَمَانَ هَي. It's a time to take. It's a time to take. Look at the extent to which Allah has opened the doors of His mercy. مَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا تَتَوُعًا. مَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا تَتَوُعًا. ثُمَّ أُعْطِيَ مِلْءَ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا. لَمْ يَسْتَوْفِ ثَوَابَهُ دُونَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahu Akbar, how much is Allah giving you in this month? You find fasting difficult? You find staying away from food and drink difficult? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah, a person fasts, not Ramadan fast, nafil fast. The hadith says, يَوْمًا تَطَوُعًا. Nafil. What's the comparison between nafil and farz? One sahabi gives it beautifully. He says, that if Allah gives you life from now till Qiyamah, from now till Qiyamah, Allah gives you life, and you fast every day from now till Qiyamah, nafil fast, all those nafil fasts put together is not equal to one fard fast of Ramadan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a man fasts, man sama yawman, tatawwa, nafil, and then on the day of judgment, this 24,000 kilometer ball of the earth is turned into gold and presented to him in exchange for the one nafil fast. لَمْ يَسْتَوْفِ ثَوَابَهُ دُونَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. Rasulullah s.a.w. says, this 24,000 kilometer ball of gold will not equal the reward of one nafil fast. So what is Allah giving you for the fast of Ramadan? What is Allah giving you for the fard fast of Ramadan? لَا يَعْلَمُ ثَوَابَ عَامِلِهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one but Allah knows this reward. أَصَوْمُ لِي. Hadith-i Qudsi. أَصَوْمُ لِي. Allah says, fasting is for me. Fasting is for Allah. You want to find Allah, the road is fasting. أَصَوْمُ لِي. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Allah says, I will specially give you the reward for your fast. If Why? Because this is something beyond imagination what Allah will give you. Another interpretation ulama give of this hadith, ajeeb, hadith Qudsi. Allah says, fasting is for me, but ana ujza bihi. One is ajzi bihi, I will give the special reward. Allahu Akbar. This other interpretation, what does it mean? Allah says, fasting is for me and I become the reward. I become the reward. You want to find Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Kama kutiba ala al-ladhina min qablikum. La'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you. Now take this word siyam. Literally, what does it mean? In the Quran, we find the word sawm also. Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّا Maryam alayhi salam, previous ummats, Bani Israel, when they used to fast, they were not even allowed to speak also. That is why when the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam takes place, Maryam is advised by Jibreel, when the people accost you, then what must you say? إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ Make ishara. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ الصَّوْمَ فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّا I am fasting. In other words, I cannot speak. For the Bani Israel, when they spoke the truth, their fast would break. This ummah, even if you lie and make ghibah, the fast doesn't break. The value is diminished, no doubt. But the fast itself does not break. Takhfif. Allah made it light for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, ulama explain, what's the difference between Sawm and Siyam? Sawm is to abstain from food and drink. Siyam is when the eyes fast, when the ears fast, when the heart fast, when the feet fast, when the hands fast. This is matlub. Ramadan is not just to stay away from food and drink. Control the gaze, control the listening, control the passions of the heart. Control where these feet walk in Ramadan, not toward the places of haram. Control what these hands do in Ramadan. If you are involved in riba and interest and signing documents that are completely contrary to Sharia, this is the time to learn to abstain. Control this tongue. When this mouth opens, let it not be that you are hurting someone, making ghibat of someone, lashing out at someone. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Allah says fasting has been prescribed for you. Not only food and drink, from head to toe fast. And then, human nature is such, I'm digressing, human nature is such that we tend to become reticent. Tell someone stay hungry, he doesn't like that. Naturally you don't like it. Look at Allah's shafaqah. Look at Allah's kindness. Look at Allah's compassion. Look at the mode of expression of Quran. Sometimes, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَلَىٰ There are no comparisons and parables for Allah. This is just for our understanding. Sometimes you'll find a parent tells his small child, listen, don't do this. And he knows it's something the child wants to do. So to lighten the load, what the father says? Listen, I don't want you to do this, but your big brother also, I told him not to do it. And musibatu idha ammat khaffat. Something that we don't like, when it becomes general, it becomes lighter. So Allah says, we have ordained for you to stay hungry, but don't worry, not only you. The previous ummats were also told. But what is the difference? Ajeeb. Their fast was almost a 24-hour fast. Sun would set, they would make iftar. The moment they went to sleep, the next fast started. Initially for this ummah, it was the same also. Qais bin Sarima Ansari radiallahu anhu, one sahabi. Ansari sahabi. He was a shepherd, he used to look after camels. Comes home in the evening. Says to the wife, is there any food? She goes out to make intizam. As she goes out, by the time she returns, he dozes off. And she comes back, inna lillahi. Qais, you slept away. The next fast has started. Already 124-hour cycle. Now the next day, arduous labor, tending camels, in the searing heat of the sun, what happens? He falls unconscious. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aggrieved by this. Jibreel is sent. Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khaytu al-abyad. Min al-khayt al-aswad, min al-fajr. That, oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for your ummah, there is iftar also and there is sahri also. At night to eat will become permissible for this ummah. Relations with one's wife becomes permissible. That was not there for the previous ummah. For this ummah, takhfif, Allah gave us iftar also, Allah gave us sehri also. And if you look at sehri, logically, if a person has to eat in the early part of the morning, especially in the South African context, in this winter months, it's almost like an early breakfast and a late lunch. That is the fast. And yet still the freezers are being packed. Still, we have dread that we must not feel any hunger whatsoever. The very objective of fasting is lost. But, coming back to the point, technically, if you eat sehri, the hours of fasting are reduced. Yet, tasahharu, fa inna fi suhuri baraka. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O my ummah, eat sehri, partake of sehri, because Allah has kept barakah in this. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala ashabi suhur. Allah's special mercies, the dua of the malaika are descending on that person who will partake of sehri. Contextualize this. Time is limited. Whatever Allah gives tawfiq, we will discuss. Contextualize this. I remember a few years ago, there was one sheikh, one alim, he posted something. MashaAllah, nowadays people have a lot of time for social media. Our appeal is in this month of Ramadan, put the social media away. Devote your time rather to the Quran. But nevertheless, this message was posted. I am in the haram of Madinah Sharif. And anyone who will read this wazifa, I'm going to specially make dua for them. Oh, Masturat, MashaAllah, very interested in wazaif. So everybody was excited. Certain sheikh said, he'll make dua for us if we read this wazifa. Contextualize this. Whose dua is more maqbool than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whose dua is more maqbool than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you will partake of sehri, rahimallahu al-mutasahhirin, you will get the special dua of rahmat and mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wake up for tahajjud, wake up early. That time of the night, Allah is calling out. Turn to Allah. As the Shaykh Rahimullah in his Fazaili Ramadan, he mentions 19 sahaba, Allah Ma'ini Rahimullah said, 19 sahaba have reported ahadith on the virtue of partaking of sahih. Iftar, watar al-malaikata, hafina min hawlil arsh, yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. Allah says in His Quran, that day will come when you will see my malaika. What are the malaika doing? Circumambulating, making tawaf of the arsh of Allah. What do they do? Yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. They are making tasbih of Allah. They are glorifying Allah. They are praising Allah. They are making the hamd of Allah. Malaika, 11 months of the year around the arsh are making tasbih. This month of Ramadan, Allah commands them, stop your tasbih. Stop your tasbih. What must you do? Say Ameen to the dua of the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of iftar. Cry tears of blood. Someone is worried about the samosa, bhajia, halim. Someone is worried about the milkshake. The gaze is everywhere else. This is a unique opportunity. This is Allah's shan. The food is in front of you. The seconds are slipping away. Instead of your focus on that food, after a day's fasting, you turn to Allah. You beg from Allah. You cry to Allah. Allah says to His malaika, يَذَرُ تَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ لِأَجْلِهِ. Look at my slave. The food is in front of him. He has given up that food for my sake. Oh my malaika, you say Ameen to his duas. الدُّعَا عِنْدَ الْإِفْتَارِ لَا يُرَدْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that dua at the time of iftar will never be rejected by Allah. Such opportunities Allah is giving us in this month, Shahru Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan. When Allah speaks of this month, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, what it should have been. Logically, Allah should have introduced this month on this basis. Shahru Ramadan, the month of fasting. Allah doesn't say that. Allah says, Shahru Ramadan. الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Like I mentioned earlier, we are very interested in wazifas. What is the wazifa? What is the special dua? Special duas are there in their place. We should learn the masnoon duas. But the wazifa of Ramadan, is the Qur'an. The wazifa of Ramadan is the Qur'an. When Allah introduces this month, Shahru Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. This is the month in which Allah revealed the Qur'an. So create that munasabat with the Qur'an. create that link with the Quran. You see our youngsters, both ears are clogged. The body is jiving to haram music. Where is the ummah 11 months of the year? 1, 2 in the morning in front of the shaitan box. This 1 month, Allah has given us the opportunity to experience the sweetness of the Quran. This is that kalam that will cause the chords of the heart to reverberate. تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ صِيَامَهُ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ صِيَامَهُ. Allah has made farz upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامَهُ. How beautifully our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts it. Allah made farz upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. And I, your Nabi, made sunnat upon you the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. Taraweeh is the khususiyat of this ummah. No other ummah received this. This is such an opportunity. Such an opportunity. Let us not be those who put pressure on the huffaz. Ya lamun ta'lamun. That you don't hear nothing. You just hear the last part. Let us not be those that dread this Taraweeh. Let us be amongst those stand in Taraweeh for long, long hours. Listen to the Quran. Let the nuraniyat of it enter the heart. Innakum la tarji'una ila Allahi bi shay'in afdal mimma kharaja minhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will never find Allah. You will never return back to Allah. You will never connect with Allah. You will never get the true ta'alluq of Allah with anything more effective than that Quran which came from Allah. Not only for Ramadan. Ramadan is the training, the training, the training. What is Allah giving us? On this I will terminate. We've run out of time already. What is Allah giving us? I remember a few years ago we were in Jamaat, one town in South Africa. Not talking about foreign countries. In South Africa, outside the masjid, they had 2 arrow posts. 1 arrow pointing that way, fasting for 8 rakats Taraweeh. Parking for 8 rakats Taraweeh. 1 arrow pointing the other way, parking for 20 rakats Taraweeh. We're not going into the fiqhi ikhtilaf, but the riwayat of Allama Munziri rahimahullah on each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah is giving you 1500 hasanat. So 20 rakats, 40 sajda every night, 60,000 hasanat. Imagine, if our Imam Sahib had to make the announcement, listen, anybody who comes to Reynolds Road Masjid tonight for Taraweeh, underneath the musalla will be 1500 rand. What will happen? Like as we were walking, Mona told me sometimes for Juma, few people gather there. Even that parking lot won't be sufficient. It will go onto the streets. We'll bring our infirm grandfathers and grandmothers to the masjid also. Why? 1500 rand. We know the value of maal. We don't know the value of amal. Rasulullah says, for every sajda, 1500 hasanat. For every sajda, Allah will give you one palace in Jannah made out of red ruby, which will have 70,000 doors made out of gold. For every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Taraweeh or out of Taraweeh, for every sajda of the month of Ramadan, Allah will give you one tree in Jannah. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and not cross the shadow of that tree. Lootne ke zamana hai bhai. This is the time to take. Don't waste any second. Let us not be of that mindset. Beginning of Ramadan, masjid is full. 5th, 6th night already half, then quarter, then 27th night. That is not the shan of Ramadan. Every moment, every second, we should value. This pandemic came, it's a wake-up call. The value and importance of the masjid. Linking and attaching ourselves up to the masjid. Don't be afraid of our shadows. Now is the time to earn. Whether we'll see another Ramadan, we don't know. So maximize this opportunity. The goal is what? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, we gave you this so that you get taqwa. So that you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.